Once we learn how to rise above our own story, we gain the wisdom and compassion to forgive others and help them rise above their stories too. What I know to be true after decades of suffering and finding a path toward healing is that the past doesn't define you. You do. I also know that if I could do it, if I could rise above my story, you can too. And that's why I wrote this book, to share how I did it. I went here, there, and everywhere seeking the formula to heal myself. There were many opinions and offerings. Was I depressed? Yes. Was I lost? Absolutely. Was I anxious? Without a doubt. But not all that was offered worked. Some of it was too shallow to reach my deepest wounds, and some of it was too broad to offer tangible comfort. But what did resonate, what did help me rise above my story, is in this audiobook, every raw, beautiful detail. And while I am frank and vulnerable with you in the chapters of this audiobook, I have changed the names and circumstances surrounding events to protect the privacy of those involved. The essence of the story and the feelings and emotions evoked are to the best of my recollection. I offer all of this and what flourishes in these chapters as a safe passage for your healing. There are countless books and resources out there about success, persistence, healing your inner child, trauma, and coping with depression. But there isn't one with this universal formula of resilience, inspiration, and empowerment. Not one that breaks open the complexity of a human being's fear of truly thriving as their truest self with such a poetic yet doable simplicity. Not one that will teach you how to rise above your story. If you've been living in the past, afraid of the future, or ashamed of who you are, this audiobook is for you. If you're living a small life, one limited by the constructs of the stories you believe about yourself, keep listening. If you're wondering why you feel so empty when you have so much, you're not alone. If you think everyone has the answers but you, stay tuned. If you drive yourself with fear and perfectionism instead of compassion and joy, you'll switch gears with me here in the chapters of this audiobook. If, because of your trauma, you're making safe choices and doing the right thing at the cost of your health and happiness, I'm thrilled you're here, and you will be too. So often, we carry our untrue stories with us as days turn into weeks, months, and then years. Before we realize it, we've relinquished our power and allowed the stories of our unworthiness to steer us into apathy, or even worse, misery. Some of us know we're living in the shallow end of life. We promise ourselves that we'll change, but we don't. And before we know it, years have gone by, and here we are, still bottled up with emotional dis-ease and quite possibly suffering from physical disease. What would your life look like if you finally forwent your fear, uncovered the real you, and rose above your story? I'll tell you that for me, it meant emotional freedom. Once I let go of the narratives that were holding me back, I was no longer chained to memories that drowned me in falsehood. I developed a keen awareness of my negative default settings and learned to reset them to full throttle joy. Everyone experiences trauma and limiting stories at some point, but it is our soul's purpose to find emotional freedom and live a big, limitless life. It is for us to rise above our story.